So Totally Business Savvy, episode 34. Hey everybody, welcome to So Totally Business Savvy. My name is Dean Soto, and it is the end of the week, at least for me. You might be hearing this on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever, but it is Friday for me, and we are going to go straight into an interview. An interview with someone who has not only been influential in my business, but in how I actually do business. We're going to talk a lot about outsourcing and why you need to have a certain mindset when you are outsourcing. All that and more coming up on the So Totally Business Savvy podcast. All right, everyone, welcome once again. My name is Dean Soto. For those of you who have never, ever heard this podcast, it is a podcast that is all about doing business better or starting a business or just helping to give you some business ideas, whether it be sales, marketing, outsourcing, finding a niche, whatever it may be. That is what we talk about on this podcast. But without further ado, what I want to do is I actually want to go straight into an interview. This person has been, like I said in the opener, this person has been extremely influential in just almost every aspect of my business. And because he helped me to build the infrastructure for my business. And what we're going to do is go straight into this interview. And this interview is with John Jonas, who runs a blog called JonasBlog.com and a couple of other different things, which we will talk about in the interview. But without further ado, I want to show you my present to you my interview with John Jonas. All right, everyone, I am here with probably one of the, well, he is really the most influential person behind my business, who got me involved with kind of thinking more like a CEO and being able to hire talent to really leverage what you can do in a business. Very, very influential, amazing person. And his name is John Jonas. John, can you introduce yourself to everyone?
Well, thank you very much. I mean, I could do an introduction. I'm not sure what you want me to say.
Well, you know, start off with how you got into the topic of outsourcing in general. You basically are, at least to me, the most influential and the most effective outsourcer that I've ever met and known.
Okay, so I run a couple different internet businesses, and that's all I do. Everything I do is online. I had a job when I graduated from college for 8 months, and my only goal during that time was to quit my job. I'm a terrible employee. I'm just terrible. I'm not cut out to be an employee. And it took me 8 months to figure out how to make some money online, and I had a consulting job, and I figured, you know, now's as good of a time as any. It doesn't get any easier ever, so I quit. And I was making some money, and it was working out for me, and it was good. And so the how I got started in outsourcing was I had had a conversation with someone. This guy runs backcountry.com, mm-hmm. And you know, they're the largest online retailer of outdoor gear. And he and I were having a conversation. We were doing some pretty similar things, and he said to me, you know, when you're ready to start outsourcing this stuff, make sure you go to the Philippines with it. Mm. Because when you go to India and when you tell someone in India something and they say yes, that means, yes, I heard something come out of your mouth. It doesn't mean, yes, I understood what you said. And that, you know, that was like a real eye-opener to me. We're like, oh, so, you know, you can have a different experience outsourcing than in India? Because all anybody ever talks about is India.
Yeah.
And it was a super eye-opener to me. And it took me a couple months to get to hire someone in the Philippines and get started with it. And, you know, when I did, it was the most liberating experience of my life, hiring that first person.
Wow. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right about India. That's where I started. And I actually got really frustrated and stopped outsourcing because of that. And it wasn't until I had seen what you had been doing on your blog and your products, jonasblog.com and Replace Myself. It wasn't until that where I even found out about the Philippines. Like, what do you like about the Philippines more than what you like about India and those other countries?
You know, I mean, it's not a matter of what do I like about it. Mm-hmm. It's a matter of outsourcing to India is really, really hard. Mm-hmm. And traditional outsourcing, what people think of is like communication problems and headaches and late work and poor deliverables. And basically you hire yourself a babysitting job. And the Philippines is a completely different story. Mm-hmm. And there's a whole bunch of reasons that, you know, we don't have time to get into all of them, but there's a whole bunch of reasons why it is so, so different there. And you know, I had no idea about any of this when I got started. It just happens that the advice that this guy gave me, I don't even think he knows how good of advice it was, but it was the best advice ever. You know, in the Philippines, first of all, it's less expensive to hire someone than just about anywhere else in the world. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you know this. Between $200 and $500 a month for a full-time employee who speaks perfect English and a full-time employee who's a full-time programmer, mm-hmm. you know, who can do everything technical, $200 to $500 a month for full-time work, 40 hours a week, you know, which that's crazy.
Yep.
You know, so different than anywhere else in the world. And then their English is amazing. English is a primary language in the Philippines. They're honest, they're loyal, they are hardworking, they speak American English, they will do anything to keep their job once you give them a job, because the Philippines is really a third world country, mm-hmm. and it is hard to find a job there. And so when you give someone a job, literally they'll do anything they can to keep that job working with you. So, I mean, there is all kinds of stuff that makes it a completely different experience than India or really anywhere else in the world, where you know, small business owners, it's finally like a legitimate option for outsourcing that can actually add time to your week instead of taking away time, where, you know, that's what other outsourcing options kind of do.
Oh, that is so true. Man. Yeah, I mean, because it's frustrating. You're absolutely right. A lot of the times when you're outsourcing anywhere else, it is, you know, you either have to communicate detail after detail after detail after detail, or, you know, you have to put out fires or fix things that have gone wrong, or things that are late, like you had mentioned, where the Philippines seems to be. I mean, it's totally different.
Yeah, I mean, if they give you a deadline or if you give them a deadline, they will work their tails off to meet that deadline because, yeah. Again, they want to keep their job. Or, you know, in the Philippines, they'll read between the lines. Like you mentioned, you know, it seems in other places you have to give detail after detail after detail. In the Philippines, if you give them some instruction and you leave out something, they'll read between the lines. They'll try and figure it out. They'll try and solve the problem for you. I mean, I can tell you experience after experience of that. I recently had one of my guys in the Philippines, I sent him something to do, and I asked him to set up an account for me. Mm-hmm. For someone else in one of my systems, and he sends me back an email and says, "I don't have this person's email address, so I can't set up their account. What's their email address?" And this is in the middle of the night, you know, because they work in the middle of the night for me.
Yeah.
And so even before I can respond to that email, I notice I have another email from him that says, "Sir, I went out and searched online to try and find his email address. Is this his correct email address? This is what I found for him."
That is awesome.
Totally. I mean, so even before, you know, he waits for me to solve the problem for him, he goes out and tries to solve it for me. and he has set up the account with that email address.
Jeez.
And all I had to do was say, "Yep, that's it." And it's done, you know. And you know, this is a normal kind of experience where they'll try and do anything. And you know, obviously not everyone in the Philippines is like this. But I mean, I think you have a couple guys like this where they will go above and beyond to try and help you, because if your business succeeds, it means that they have a job.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. I mean, one of my guys, actually just recently, one of my guys, we had a client that needed a certain type of nav bar, and he didn't know really how to do it. And we were going to kind of do like a half-assed way of doing it. And overnight, kind of the same situation, overnight, he's like, oh, you know what? Actually, I figured out how to do it. I went on to all these different sites, and one thing led to another, and now we have a dynamic nav bar for WordPress, and it does it exactly the way that the customer wanted. And my customer was just elated because of it. And I had already actually told him to just go with the kind of half-assed version. And I was like, I love you.
It's amazing. I mean, it's completely, and you're paying him, you know, $400 a month.
Yeah, basically
for full-time work. Yeah. Or I'll tell you this. I have in my inbox today, one of my guys in the Philippines sent me a PDF detailing the updates that Google just went through with the Panda update.
Mm.
Where he went out, you know, it's oh boy. Dean, I work at home, and I think you know that.
Yep.
And I have an open door policy, except when I'm recording. But I think my 4-year-old didn't know that I'm recording.
No worries.
So, hey,
no
what
worries.
Do you need?
Well, yeah, you need, we do everything real on this podcast.
I will have to fix
so
this one
no
when I get
worries.
Done. Okay.
No one, because it couldn't talk.
They won't talk. It's a stuffed animal that won't talk. So
yeah,
she wants me to fix it because it will talk normally. So.
No.
Okay, I will fix it right when I'm done, okay?
It says meow.
It says meow?
Yeah.
Okay,
meow.
I'll fix it when I'm done. Thank you.
It says meow.
Sorry, dude.
Okay. No problem.
I just totally lost my train of thought.
No worries. So for the majority of my audience, the majority of people who listen to this podcast have either just started their business or thinking of starting a business. And this is definitely a big topic for them because the majority of them probably have a full-time job as it is. And this is a great way to leverage. What do you think some of the, like, what would your, like a good tip be to get started doing something like this? And then what do you think some are the pitfalls where someone could get really in over their head just starting out?
Good. That's a really good question. Okay, so let's start with a tip. And this is going to be less of a how to do it. Well, okay. So here's what I found for myself. Now it's not my 4-year-old. Now it's my 6-year-old who's standing here staring in my face, man. Hold on a second. I'm on a call. Can you please go out?
Why can't you just fix
it? I will fix this when I'm done.
Okay.
Thank you. Take this with you. Close my door, please. Okay, so when I was getting started, I had tried outsourcing a couple different ways. And this is the tip. There are numerous ways to outsource pieces of your business. You know, you can hire a company that has lots of different employees that you tell that company, I want this done, and they'll find anybody in the company to do that thing. And whether it gets done right or not is a different story. And you probably have to have instructions for every single task you want done, and have to have those instructions perfect, because every time you have that task done, you're going to have a different person doing it.
Mm-hmm.
That's one way. And there are problems with it where, you know, you never know who's going to be doing the work. You never know what you're going to get back. Another way to do outsourcing is to hire contract workers, a freelancer, where you hire someone to do a single task for you. You do this through Elance or Odesk. And the problem with this is not automation.
And I think a lot of people know about this, and they don't do it because it's painful. It's mm-hmm. it's hard to do this because every single time you do it, you have to go through this whole huge process of finding this person, and you hope you pick the right person, and you have to deal with paying them, and you hope you don't pay them before you have everything done correctly, because if you do, you get screwed. And you know, I mean, so this is another way of doing it. This is traditionally, this is what people teach for outsourcing, is go to Elance or go to Odesk and hire someone, and that'll solve all your problems. And really, it doesn't solve all your problems because it doesn't change the way you work on your business. You still have to work in your business when you're hiring a freelancer, because that person doesn't care about your business. Whether or not your business succeeds doesn't matter to them, because as soon as you're done with them, they're done with you. Mm-hmm. And if you fail, it doesn't matter. They've already gotten paid. It doesn't matter. So the way that I teach outsourcing, and it's kind of the new world way to outsource, which is to hire a full-time person to work for you in your business, where their only job, their single job, is to do work in your business, the tasks that you're not getting done, or the tasks that you are getting done, mm-hmm. but you don't want to do, or that just take too much of your time. The point is to hire a full-time person and teach them everything about your business so that you can do more important things like sales or marketing or golf, whatever it is that you want to do. The point is to hire that full-time person and over time teach them everything about your business so that over time they can take over your business and you can start to step away. With the other two options that I gave you, mm-hmm. you can never step away from your business. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, even if your business succeeds really well on your own, you still are just building yourself a job. Mm-hmm. And that's okay if your goal is to build yourself a job. You know, for me, that was never my goal. My goal was to build automated streams of income. And I just didn't realize in the beginning that I was building myself a job.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until I started really, really giving people all of my work to do when I realized, oh, I can like have them do all the work. And I just have to be the CEO of the business and give like direction and guidance and then I don't have to work.
Oh, exactly. Oh my gosh, you say that so much better than I do. I need to have you record that for my future podcasts as well. I just have your voice kind of as a promo or something, because that is perfect. That's absolutely.
But that's the point.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's why everyone gets into the internet business in the first place, is yep. to live the lifestyle you always wanted to live, because the internet offers the opportunity to automate everything, yeah. to have it all run on its own, to run 24/7. But then everything that's taught, all the, you know, internet business courses and products that are sold, that and this is so wrong, but they all teach things from the perspective that you, the business owner, are going to do the work of this, that whatever it is that I'm teaching you.
Yep, yep.
And that way of doing it builds you a job, and nobody realizes this until it's too late. But you know, if you've succeeded, which most people haven't succeeded because they're trying to do everything themselves and there's too much to do, mm-hmm. then if you have succeeded, you're working your butt off. You're working more than you were in your other job.
Yep, exactly, exactly. And that's why I loved your replace myself, because. That was one of the things that I'm so used to buying, you know, whether it's internet marketing or these courses that you talk about. And in your Replace Myself, you know, that's geared towards affiliate marketing, internet marketing, and so on. But the whole premise was, this is really not for you. This is for your virtual assistant. This is for the person that you hire. So you can check it out if you want. But really, the person who's going to be doing the work should be your virtual assistant.
Yeah, I mean, you know, everything in my life is built around making my life easy. And so that was the whole point of Replace Myself. You know, on the front end of Replace Myself, I'll teach you how to outsource everything for free. You know, I'll teach you how to hire people, because I love seeing entrepreneurs succeed. And I see it over and over and over and over and over again, where people, you know, either they're struggling in their business, they're not making money, or they're succeeding, but it's really freaking difficult. all of a sudden you hire someone to do the work for you in your business and you start succeeding.
Mm-hmm.
And so the point with it was, you know, I'll teach you how to hire people so that you'll succeed. I'll teach that for free.
Mm-hmm.
But then to really make it easy for you, you know, you can have all of my trainings that I've given to my guys to teach them how to run my business. You can have those.
Yep.
So that you don't have to create these trainings and just let them do it for you. You know, let them learn from my trainings and then they can go do all these things for you. So you don't have to do anything.
Yep.
Because that's the point.
Exactly.
Was to not give you one more thing to do.
So awesome. And it's something that you're absolutely right. Because I had read the 4-hour work week. I had numerous different blogs that were all about outsourcing supposedly and so on. And they all teach the exact same thing. Like you said, go to an agency or go to Elance Odesk. And you're absolutely right. I got so screwed so many times because I had to hire a new person. Every single time, every project that I had to hire a new person. And I ended up doing the majority of the work anyway until I went and did your stuff and it's a complete mindset shift. It's great. I love it.
Totally. So let me give you an example of that. I'll give you an example of the two kinds of things. So let's say there's a process you want done in your business. It is article marketing, mm-hmm. for example. So the traditional old way of doing this is go onto Elance, post a job saying, I want 50 articles written. Mm-hmm. Then you go through the process of getting that person to, you know, write the right kind of articles, get them done correctly, get them done in the right format, and then they send them to you. Mm-hmm. And now the work is done on it, the work. Now it's on your shoulders. Mm-hmm. So now you have to take those articles and distribute them however you're going to distribute them using whatever tools you're going to use. And you have to do that however often it is that you're going to do it to deal with those 50 articles or the 5 articles or however many it is that you want to written to do the article marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And so you end up doing half the work, where the new way to do that is create some training on how to do article marketing the way you want it done, how to write the articles, where to submit them, what tools to use, how to use those tools, and then give that to a full-time employee in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
And now that person will write the articles and they'll use the tools and they'll submit the articles and they'll do it however often you want it done, and it gets done. And now none of it is on you. Yeah. There's no work to be done on your part to get this done. And so not only does it get done, it probably gets done as well or better than it was getting done before.
Yep.
Because that's their full-time job.
Yep.
You know, this is their job. They're not getting interrupted by the next latest greatest product that you have to buy. Which, you know, interrupts your doing that thing, which if you were doing it in the first place, because frankly, I wasn't. And that's their full-time job. And they do it, and they do it correctly. And, you know, they can do other things like that. So that's kind of the difference between the old way of doing outsourcing and the new way.
Yeah. That's all, I love it. I love it. And then at the same time, they're getting better and better and better and better because – you know, they have no one else that they're working for, and they're learning to do things better, hopefully, and you're kind of growing together and so on.
100%, totally. I totally agree with that, and that I've seen that so many times with the people that I have working for me.
Love it. So pitfall. What are some of the pitfalls for someone who's just starting out?
There's a couple of them. One, people want to go and hire on Odesk. And, you know, they think because they're hiring on Odesk, you're hiring someone hourly. People think that because they're hiring in the Philippines, they're getting the full benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Because this person's from the Philippines, and you're not. In the Philippines, there's a huge, huge difference between part-time work and full-time work. And so if you're hiring someone on Odesk, you are hiring part-time work. You're hiring temporary work. And they know that. And so part-time work is always associated with temporary in the Philippines. And there's a whole huge cultural thing behind that. But they will not put the same amount of effort into it as they would if you had hired that person full-time on their own outside of there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you'd hire them through onlinejobs.ph, where... and you've hired them full-time, Number one, it's, you know, it's about half, you pay about half as much doing it that way.
Oh, yeah.
Which, through online jobs.
Now why is that? Because that's one thing that I noticed right away when I did onlinejobs.ph. Because I did hire someone from the Philippines on Odesk, and I'm like, this is not what I expected as far as price-wise.
Right, and not what you expected, meaning like $3 an hour, right?
Yeah, exactly.
This all goes back to the full-time, part-time thing in the Philippines. There's a huge, huge, huge difference there between part-time and full-time work. And I'll give you an example. Mm. I was talking with a guy a couple weeks ago. He has an office in the Philippines, which is, you know, I don't necessarily recommend that. I don't have an office. I have 10 people that work for me full-time in the Philippines. They all work from home. They all make between $200 and $750 a month for full-time work. He was telling me he just hired a girl who was making $10 an hour doing contract work. 10 bucks an hour in the Philippines. That is crazy money. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He hired her full-time at $300 a month. Because that full-time, stable, permanent work is that important to them.
I see. Wow.
So, at $10 an hour, on a monthly, that's like 8 hours a week. And she was willing to give that up in order to have the stability of the full-time, long-term work in the office.
Wow.
So, that's a big pitfall that I see people wanting to hire temporary or part-time, and they think they're getting the same benefits just because the people are in the Philippines, and they're really not. So there's one tip. Another tip would be recognizing Filipino feelings of embarrassment, of unworthiness. Mm-hmm. This is probably the single biggest problem that people run into with Filipinos, is that Filipinos... And it's such a cultural thing. Culturally, they feel unworthy. Like, they're not good enough. They're not good enough to do the job, or the job they do isn't going to be good enough for you. And so when they do a task that they don't know how to do, they disappear. And you'll see this. As people get started doing this, you'll see Filipinos disappear. And when they disappear, I'm just telling you, when they disappear, it's because they're embarrassed, because they got stuck on something and they don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. So when you realize that, all of a sudden it becomes a lot easier to get them back, to figure out why they're disappearing and get them to come back to you. And once you've solved this with them, this again improves their performance. It's amazing what they will do when they realize that you care about them and that you want them to have the job and you want them to succeed. All of a sudden, you know, even more than before, they'll do literally anything to help your business.
That is so awesome. That is awesome. I haven't actually ran into that yet. But thanks to you, actually, because you have that on your blog, in certain posts. And I kind of nipped that in the butt as soon as possible, just to let them know that, you know, if you ever get stuck, don't run away. Just let me know.
Right. And you haven't had that problem because you told them that. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's super, super important. And it took me years to figure that out. I mean, literally, it took me years to figure that out. So, you know, that's a really, really big tip.
Man, what about like money wise? As far as I know, at least for me, I kind of fell into this. Was I hired too much too soon, and I also didn't have enough money, didn't have enough capital like saved up to have them for a longer period of time when I first started. Like, what would you warn someone who's just starting out as far as money wise?
That's a really good point. What I did when I got started was I hired a single person to do a single task. Mm-hmm. And I had a pretty good idea that them doing that single task was going to be effective for me. It was going to make me money. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I hired them for their English skills. I found someone with good English and had them do that single task. And I taught them how to do that task. And then once they were really good at it, I taught them to do another task. Mm-hmm. And then once, you know, then they're doing two things for me. And then I taught them another task and now they're doing three things. And that's really what I would recommend is start with a single person. You know, don't go out and try and hire a project manager. Don't try and hire three people, you know, to do three different things all at once. Unless you are prepared with training and with time to deal with that, hire a single person. Get them doing a couple things for you that are effective for your business. And then when you're ready, you know, when those things are effective for you and you're ready to get someone else, then go hire someone else to start working in your business. You know, at that point, you also have, you can fall back on that first person with training. So like this new person has questions, they can go ask your original person, because that person will know a lot of stuff and they'll have some answers now. And that'll lighten your burden. You know, so that's really some advice that I think that's one of the things I see people do wrong when they do this is they, you know, they hear about this and it's amazing because it's, you know, it's so much different than anything they've ever heard before. So they want to go out and hire six people all at once and then it's not really effective for them and it doesn't work and they kind of give up and because they weren't there to kind of manage it. Filipinos, they don't have the educated workforce that we have here. Mm-hmm. And so in the beginning, you need to manage what they're doing. You've got to be there as a part of it to help them through it. And once you've helped them through it, you know, there's definitely an investment up front. Mm-hmm. But once you've gone through that investment, it's a permanent investment. It's not temporary like a contract worker. They'll never quit working for you. And so any time you spend in the beginning will pay off 1,000 times over over the years. And so if you're willing to spend that little investment up front, it'll pay off really, really well down the road.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. I mean, just from personal experience, I completely agree with that. Even with little things, like my VA sending me articles from the latest web design sites that he's seen new best practices and says, hey, you know, I think we should implement this in the way that we do our websites now from now on. And I'm like, sweet, let's do it.
Totally. And that confidence comes from you having taught them enough to where they're familiar with you. Because my guys do this for me. But only once they become really familiar with you and know what you're doing and you give them opportunities to help you in your business, all of a sudden they become confident. I mean, I already told you about the one person who sent me the Panda update. Mm-hmm. I got another email today from someone else who said, you know, I posted this on the Google Webmaster Forum and got this answer back about this thing that's on our website. And so this is what I'm going to do to fix it and to improve our site. Like completely on his own.
I love that.
But now, you know, he's been given enough confidence and enough training and he knows how we run the business. And so, you know, any time you spend up front, it will pay. It'll come back to you lots and lots of times over.
Love it. Interviewing. That is another question that always comes up is how do I interview? What do I do when I actually find someone who is of interest and so on? What has been your like most effective tip in interviewing anyone?
So that's a good question. Whenever I hire someone, I hire them for their English skills. What I've found is not only are most internet marketing, internet business things based on English, but I've also found that someone whose English is really, really good, regardless of whatever other skills they have, their competence level at learning new things and being able to do them correctly is really, really high. Mm. And so that's probably my biggest interviewing tip is find out how good their English is. Figure out a way to see their English. And I'll tell you, one of the tips I got from someone when I was in the Philippines a couple years ago, and just so everyone knows who's listening to this, I've only been to the Philippines once. And I've been doing this for over 5 years, and it was a year and a half ago when I went to the Philippines. So I'm looking this thing up. One of the guys that I met there told me, when you hire someone new, ask them if they grew up watching Sesame Street, or let me find this. Or BattyBot.
BattyBot.
Ask the people that you hire if they grew up watching Sesame Street or BattyBot, which is the Filipino version of Sesame Street. Typically, he said, if someone grew up watching Sesame Street, their English will be a lot better. And they probably also come from a kind of a higher socioeconomic family.
Mm.
Where someone who grew up watching BattyBot, their English is probably not quite as developed, and their socioeconomic level was a little bit lower.
Oh my gosh, that's a great tip. I'm gonna put right, that in my arsenal,
and it's now. Really good. And so when he told me that, I asked all of the people on my team what they grew up with,
mm-hmm.
and it was almost exact in how correct he was with the people on my team whose English is really unbelievable, Sesame Street. And the people whose English are not quite as good, BattyBot.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's great. That is a great tip. And oh man. Yeah.
And don't, you know, that's not a hard fast rule. Just no, so you guys know.
Of course not. I mean, yeah, there's
but it's a guideline, factors. You know. I mean, it'll give you a pretty good guideline.
So if you post an ad on onlinejobs.ph, don't make it a requirement that you've watched Sesame Street when you're a kid.
No, oh, yeah, don't do that at all. And just so you know, I've never really talked about that before. you just got the first you got that first from
Sweet.
Me.
Sweet.
So.
Oh, great. Oh man, there's so much that I mean, I could talk to you like for 5 hours if you had the time, but I know that you have to go, and your kids are probably banging down the door, wanting you to fix the bear.
So. Right.
Where can people find you, and what are some of the things that you're doing right now?
So, first of all, I do webinars regularly on how to do this, and you can find that at replacemyself.com. And the name replacemyself.com is all about how I replace myself in my business and get other people to do my work for me. So, you know, replacemyself.com, I teach all of this stuff for free. And, you know, like I have 22 tips and how to use the websites that I use to find people, and how to become the CEO of your business, and how to train people, and how to pay your people, and all kinds of stuff like that for free in this webinar. So that's one place where I am. You can find a lot of information about me and about hiring in the Philippines on my blog, jonasblog.com. Also, onlinejobs.ph is my website.
Mm-hmm.
It's also currently the best place online to find Filipinos to hire. Okay. And I say that, you know, knowing that I told you ahead of time that I own it, just so you'll know, you know, take it for what it's worth. But I think you'll find that when you go there, you'll understand why it's the best place to hire Filipinos. We have over 60,000 Filipino resumes.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find just about anything in onlinejobs.ph. So. Those are kind of the three places where you can find me and find more of my stuff on how to outsource to the Philippines.
Awesome, my friend. I really appreciate you coming on the podcast. It's like I said, you have drastically changed the way that I view work. Because I have a full time job as well as my side business, and I would not be where I am right now with the amount of hours that I spend on my side business. It's thriving because of some of the things that you teach. So I really appreciate it.
Sweet. Thank you very much. That's good to hear. So,
all right, my friend. Well, I will let you get back to your family. And once again, thank you so much for being on.
Thanks, Dean. Talk to you later.
See ya.
Bye.
All right, that was an awesome interview with John Jonas. So if you want to find out more about outsourcing to the Philippines, outsourcing in general, just some really good tips just in general on how to go about outsourcing, you want to go and check out Jonas' blog, www.thebusinessavvy.com. He also has some other things that he has going on that we had mentioned. But yeah, go check him out, jonasblog.com. He has a lot of really cool videos that you can look at, a lot of even some templates. One template which is really good is how to, he has a template on how to actually build niche sites and so on. But anyway, all that being said, hopefully you enjoyed that interview, and I have a lot more coming up. But next week is going to be just me, unless I have someone else. But it's going to be just me, and we're going to be talking about some things that I've been dabbling in, such as positioning, talking about 30-second pitches, and so on. At least I think that's what we're going to be talking about. But that's what I have plans so far. I am off for the next 4 weeks. Actually, it ends up being about 5 weeks. Off for the next 5 weeks, and things are feeling pretty groovy. Not a lot of activity on youcanworkless.com as far as blogging is concerned, but that's okay. That's okay, because I have other things that are coming down the pipe. If you want to know more about me, go check out youcanworkless.com. You can also check out my ebook, which I am continually adding things to, whether it's videos that come in with as bonuses for the ebook, whether it's things that basically it's a flagship of everything that I preach on youcanworkless.com. But my ebook is all about hiring virtual assistants, and getting people to how to find great people. But you can check that out. But definitely, if you want to know the cream of the crop of how to work with virtual assistants, go and check out John Jonas. He's got some really good stuff on there. All right. But yeah, some good things coming up down the pipe. I promise. Been doing a lot of different things in regards to sales, and I want to teach people what I've learned in regards to sales and so on in the next few episodes. So if you have any questions, if you have any comments, feedback, and so on, please send me a voicemail, 714-643-5301. That's 714-643-5301. I also want to give a quick shout out to all those who attended the conference, especially Andy Da Silva, the conference call that we had not too long ago that was about pricing. If you want a copy of that, please feel free to send me an email. If you're on my newsletter, you'll probably get a copy of that anyway, but please send me an email and I'll give you a copy of it. I just want to get to know you, and just send me an email and I'll shoot you our webinar on pricing. We have a couple other things that will be coming up quickly, but I'm going to save that for the next podcast. So if you want, shoot me an email and I will give you that. And 714-643-5301. That's my feedback line. Or you can send me your questions, comments, and so on at dean@prosaloon.com. That's it, folks. And hopefully I will see you in the next episode. Please stick with me. A lot of good stuff coming up. And I promise. Yeah, I am just wacky today. Anyway, promise some good things coming up. All that on the So Totally Business Savvy podcast. See you guys.